We didn't really write it. We were doing two shows one night, way, way back in Ontario in about 1969. And between the two shows, I was outside bartering with some kid who had some old Gene Vincent records. I was always a big Gene Vincent fan. He was a real early rocker, bad boy, you know. And I was trying to cut a deal with this kid, and all of a sudden I hear, and the guys had started up.
Right.
And I said to this kid, well, man, I've got to be inside. I'm supposed to be on stage. So I ran in, and Randy had started that riff already.
Right.
And he had the guy, he had the other guys playing along with him. You know,
right.
He had laid down the whole riff. I just started making stuff up out of the air. One of those Bob Dylan, you know, stream of consciousness moments. I was just really trying to make things rhyme at first. Colored lights can hypnotize, sparkle someone else's eyes. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. I was just trying to make things rhyme. And I guess, you know, 1970, when the record came out, the Vietnam War was at a pretty bad point of escalation.
Right.
And people read all kinds of political inferences into the song. It was never meant as a political song.
Uh-huh.
We had been touring the States, and I noticed one thing, just being a young guy from Canada,
right,
that in the States, the girls seemed to try and grow up faster.
Okay.
They wore more and more makeup younger, and they tried to be older when they were younger. And when I came back to Canada, it seemed like the girls weren't trying to grow up so fast.
Uh-huh.
So when I looked, when I was making those words up, I looked out at the crowd,
right,
and I made this comparison in my head, and I thought to myself, Canadian woman, I prefer you. But what came out of my mouth was, American woman, stay away from me. And then I just started making things up, and it ended up being a Cinderella story, like a monstrous hit record.
We
had no idea it was going to be that big a record.